This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm getting sick of the ads. I'm getting sick of the ads. You know, I got some junk email the other day, and one asking me to date Russian women online. Now, I have a lot of calls to action, you know, being a doctor and a, you know, syndicated radio host. And I don't understand why I'm receiving calls to action to date Russian women. First, to date women, I'm heterosexual, so I don't date women, so I'm not sure why I'm being requested to. And then number two, why Russian? And, you know, I'm honored. I'm honored and flattered, but no. And, you know, I'm looking at my mail here, and let me see. Hello, friend. Oh, hey, this is interesting. This is interesting. Oh, somebody has $1 million in my name. Oh, this looks nice. Hold on a second. Here we go. Oh, here's another one. I am Mr. Lau Long Singh, a personal account executive working with Foreign Trade Bank of Cambodia. I have an interesting business proposal for you. Ooh, you know, I really would like to, you know, have a business proposal. My whole, you know, business monetary, you know, financial endeavors are starting to kind of stale out. I think I would like something new. And it's going to be an immense benefit to both of us. Lau Long Singh, you know, I'm already bonding with you. There is nothing more I would like than for you to immensely benefit with me. I mean, I know we just met 2 seconds ago before I clicked on your email, but I think we have a bond. He says, although this may be hard for you to believe, we stand to gain a huge amount between us in a matter of days. Oh, wow, wow. You know, Lau, I am just so flattered that you chose me. I mean, you could have chose anybody to make all this money with you. He says, please grant me the benefit of the doubt and hear me out. Oh, I am all ears. He goes, I need you to signify your interest by replying to my email. Most importantly, I will need you to promise to keep whatever you learn from me between us, even if you decide not to go along with me. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't understand, man. You get the whole package. Okay, Lau, if you really know who I am, then you sent me this email. If you know, really, really get Dr. Dahlia, if you really, really get, you know, my truest fiber, is I tell my listeners everything. So, nah, that's already a deal killer there. He says, I will make more details available to you on receipt of a positive response from you. Ooh. He said, I am in good faith and with trust waiting for your urgent respond. Response. Okay, it's okay. You know what? He and I now are kin, so I could probably, you know, he won't be insulted if I correct some of his English and spelling. And maximum cooperation for more details. I got to tell you, man, I have never bonded with somebody so quickly. You have somebody here that has an interesting business proposal, and he and I could make so much money. And he's not going to his wife with this. He's not going to his kids. He chose me, Dr. Dahlia, a half a world away. Oh, yeah, I'm going to write him back. I'm going to be like, I'm in. Here's my Social Security number. Here's my date of birth. Anything you want, Lau, you got. Your firstborn, fine by me. What are these people thinking? What are they thinking? All right, let me see what else. I got offered. Oh, here's another one. Oh, here's another one. This looks like good money. This is from Nashua. I apologize to bother you again. Please let me know if you receive the first mail regards to my proposal. Okay, again, I got to talk to you guys about your English. Here's the thing. You know, they say if you get spam email, One way to tell is they may have poor English or they may have poor grammar or punctuation. You would think somebody that is spending that kind of time to scam you online would actually use spell check. You know, what if they're obviously emailing me. You know, computers now have spell check. It should be pretty damn, you know, easy. Let me see else. Oh, I could shop. Oh, website. Oh, yeah. This is another biggie. All right. People want to fix my website. I'm reaching out. Hi. I'm reaching out to see if there are things you'd like to change or update on your site. Well, I'd like to make myself look 20 years younger. Can you do that? Or if you'd like to build a new site completely. I'm an excellent web developer capable of just about anything you come up with, and my rates are affordable for nearly everyone. Let me know if you're interested, and I will share our past work details, references, and company information. Now, this was nice, and you could tell that this person knows how to speak English, and they just, you know, want me to, you know, use them for my website. But I'm not so much, oh, now this one, hold on a second. Can you guys understand this one? Hallo. Boingtigen Sie ein Darlehen zur Grundung eins Unterhemmens oder Benutung sei jeglich Art von Hilf? Yeah, there's a question mark there. Do you guys know what that means? I don't know. Yeah, let me Google translate it. Yeah, because in German, now remember, I have roots from Germany, you know, before they all got killed in the Holocaust, and you know, my grandma was able to escape. I have some roots in Germany, so maybe this is a long-lost relative that's been alive for 70 years. So let's go. Hold on, German to English translation, and let me see what he's saying. You know, German, not the sexiest language. Wir sind hier innerhalb von 24 Stunden zu helfen. All right, let's take a look. Let's see what he's saying. I wonder if he's offering me a business proposal. I am really looking around for business proposals. Here we go. Do you need a loan to start a business, or do you need help of any kind? We are here to help you 24 hours. Ooh, interest rate of only 2%. Okay, well, that sounds tasty. You know, I don't even think I need to go to work anymore. I think there are just so many opportunities coming into my inbox and my junk mail and my spam. Read your spam, people. There's some really good, juicy, lottery-winning thousands of dollars sitting there in your spam, isn't there? Well, I thought the government already had a bunch of, you know, ways to, you know, stop this stuff from happening. But I'm, you know, if I don't answer an email back for you guys, it's because I'm inundated with how and anger. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-TALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we take your calls, we take your questions, we take your comments. Paul, looks like from Redondo Beach, wow, or near Redondo Beach, says, Doc, can you recommend herbal supplements for overactive nerves? Kaiser wants me to start on antidepressants for overactive nerves. The urologist tried doxepin for my overactive bladder, which failed. The gastro guy wants to try amitriptyline for my burning palate and throat. His EGD showed no physical damage. And the 24-hour impedance pH test that looks like acidity showed nothing abnormal. So to me, it's quite obvious I'm, quote, wrapped too tight, causing my autonomic demise. I'm also considering marijuana, but would rather not, if at all possible, as I hear you saying ganja is not good for you in your podcast. I've tried meditation, good, TRE exercises, but they don't seem to work, and it's hard to be faithful to, and easier to take pills. Comments. Thanks, Dr. D. Love your show. See, somebody loves my show. Okay, overactive nerves. I'm sure a lot of you guys, your ears kind of perked up going, ooh, that's me. A serotonin deficiency could be the cause of overactive nerves, but so could a variety of things. And what is overactive nerves? Well, it's not an official medical diagnosis unless somebody is, you know, at Harvard already, you know, kind of figuring it out and coining that term. Let them. But how I look at overactive nerves is things that aren't really supposed to hurt that much hurt twice as much. Or you'll react more dramatically than you need to. There's an argument that that could also happen with allergies, and I'm wondering if serotonin deficiency and replacing serotonin with an SSRI could actually help with that. Huh? I just thought of that, guys. Remind me to look into serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors and less anaphylaxis. I need to look that up. That's kind of important. Okay, good. All right, someone's going to remind me? Excellent. Thank you. And you don't have to spell anaphylaxis. I don't even know how to spell it either. So let's say you guys hit your funny bone. Sometimes it's like, okay, dang, ow, ow, ow. Okay, I'm good. And sometimes you're like rubbing it for 5 minutes. Same thing with stubbing your toe. If I'm in a good mood and I am jumping around the place, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited today. And then, you know, I hit my toe and I'm like, ow, I hit my toe. And then I just move on and I'm happy. Yet if I'm in a bad mood and everything's going wrong that day, and then I stub my toe, I might cry. So that could be a serotonin deficiency. And so the reason why, Paul, your doctor is suggesting quote-unquote antidepressants, not so much that you're, you know, depressed, but sometimes these medicines can help your dopamine, which is another feel-good hormone, can increase your epinephrine, which I know seems a little counterintuitive, but remember with hyperactivity and attention deficit, we give you a stimulant. Sometimes it just works. And or a medicine for serotonin. And what I admire about your doctor is if he's connecting everything together and he's right, then you might not have to be, you know, over-treating the stomach issue, over-treating the nerve issue. You know, it's a serotonin deficiency is probably one of the most underdiagnosed diseases out there because we don't have a test. And I think we call the medications by the wrong name. Now, I've talked to you guys about serotonin deficiency. You're a little, your serotonin goes up and down. If I eat some chocolate, my serotonin jumps and I feel good. Maybe for 5 minutes, but I feel good. That's why women love chocolate so much. We're very sensitive to the little serotonin spike we get when we eat chocolate. Maybe it's the sugar spike. But there's something about chocolate that kind of, I believe, triggers some of our serotonin receptors. And mind you, there's other things that can make overactive nerves, have, you know, nerve issues. There's other things that could cause, you know, nerve pain, B12 deficiency, thyroid issues, demyelinization of the nerves. There's a whole variety of different things that could happen. But, you know, if your neurologist says you're good, if all these other doctors say you're good, and there's no way to test serotonin deficiency, one thing we do is a trial of serotonin. I had a lady with chronic headaches, horrible headaches. She was popping migraine medicine left and right. I'm like, look, for poops and giggles, let's see what happens if we start raising your serotonin a little bit. She wasn't depressed, didn't have anxiety. Well, I mean, after a while, you do get depressed, you know, from these migraines. But, boom, migraines started to come less and less and less as she was replenishing her serotonin. And how do these medicines work, these serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors? And again, I don't know, Paul, if that's the medicine they're suggesting. They could be suggesting something else that stimulates your dopamine. But for the SSRIs, what they do is they selectively inhibit the reuptake of the hormone that gets shot out by one synapse or one part of the body, and it's supposed to be picked up by the other side. And so it blocks that So the serotonin has to stay in your system just a little bit longer. So we're not injecting serotonin into you. We're just allowing your natural serotonin to last longer. That's why there's very little side effects with these. But the major risk is if you stop the medication and you all of a sudden could have a big drop in serotonin, that can make you depressed. So these are medications that you kind of need to be on and wean off very slowly. I had a guy with high blood pressure. We told you about this. He had four, I think it was on four medications when he came to me as a new patient. Blood pressure still through the roof. I go, rather than add a fifth medicine, why don't we try some Zoloft, serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor. Blood pressure went down. I had a guy who needed a refill of his medications. I had started him on some Zoloft because he was having some anxiety. A little anxiety, a little depression. So I'm like, let's try some Zoloft. He loves it. He comes back a few months later going, okay, I need a refill, but I need a refill of all my medications. So I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, I forgot to give you your Nexium, your stomach medication. He goes, oh, I don't use that anymore. And I go, really, you don't use your acid suppressant medicine anymore? No, I haven't needed that in months. 3 months? Yeah, how'd you know? She was on the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor, the Zoloft. Now, I'm not saying it's a cure-all. Again, you have to be very careful being on these medications because then if you stop them, you could have a rebound. If you stop them abruptly. But, gosh, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that can't sleep, that have irritable bowel issues, that have migraines, that have stomach issues. And, you know, I know everybody wants to do the whole supplement thing, and I get that, but if you are low in a hormone, you know, I mean, yeah, St. John's Wort is out there, but is it going to be a consistent, you know, St. John's Wort may act like an SSRI. Is it going to be consistent? I would rather you do a pharmaceutical because then it is consistent to the milligram, to the microgram. So, I don't want to push people on a medication and encourage people to go on medications when they don't need it. But what I do want you to do is if you're finding that throughout the day, assuming you have been completely examined and screened by your doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, and you are taking a medication in the morning, you are taking caffeine in the morning to get up because you really don't want to get out of bed, you're taking antacids throughout the day, you're taking a muscle relaxer because, gosh, man, your muscles hurt and you just are always achy. You're taking anti-inflammatories throughout the day because you always kind of seem to hurt. You're taking Gas X and Beano and stomach stuff because you always seem to have irritable bowel. You're taking Valium and Xanax because you kind of get nervous and you're edgy. And then you're taking Ambien or Benadryl at night to sleep. And if you're taking 6-7 medications to get through the day, it might not be a bad idea to have your doctor look at something that raises your serotonin. Just saying. Serotonin deficiency can manifest in a variety of ways. Not just you being grumpy and depressed, but you being on edge, you not feeling good, things just hurting, you being, you know, gosh, you having, you know, the acid reflux, the, you know, the burping, you're the bloating. And remember, mind you, make sure you're not bloating for another reason. Make sure all this gets checked out. But if nobody can tell you what's wrong with you and you're being diagnosed with chronic fatigue and irritable bowel and migraines and insomnia and, you know, anxiety and this and that, try for poops and giggles, maybe an SSRI. Low dose. Have your doctor watch you. Come back in a couple weeks. Don't just take a medicine and come back in 3 months. And see if you start to notice your symptoms go down. Now, when we come back, what can you do naturally for pain? Are there supplements that help with nerve pain? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Join Bring me George Norrie in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and President Trump had a very productive meeting on infrastructure.
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's about promoting commerce. It's about clean air, clean water. It's a quality of life issue, getting people out of their cars, not being on the road so much.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer also called the meeting very constructive and said the president agreed that they need to spend roughly $2 trillion on infrastructure. As the House Rules Committee holds its first ever hearing on the Medicare for All plan, Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says he doesn't want to take away more choices from people.
We want to protect people with pre-existing conditions while focus on lowering premiums, giving families more choices. Let families choose which doctor they want to see and which plan they want to buy for their family, not some unelected bureaucrat in Washington.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Shout out to DJ Jackson. He goes, hello, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you so much for your show. I learned a lot from you, and keep up the good work. And you're my favorite radio show host of all time. See? Love you, DJ. Love you. Very, very cool. See? I don't pay these people to do it. I do not pay these people to do it. Very, very cool. Love you, DJ. All right. So this is interesting. I went to neuropathyhelp.co, C-O, which means whenever it doesn't say com, it just says C-O, it could be, you know, foreign. Okay? You know, a lot of the websites now are foreign. And maybe it's because, you know, they don't go, you know, drdahlia.com. You know, in British, it's like, drdahlia.com. So you don't really hear that M. Dot-com. You don't hear the M, so that's probably why it's C-O. They're probably like, you know what, I'm not even going to pronounce the M fluently, so we'll just take it off. So that's my guess. And the reason why I looked up the website is, disclaimer, guys, I don't know much about natural supplements. I have no problem admitting that to you guys, because in medical school, we MDs, and even DOs, and DCs, and you know, doctors of, you know, chiropractic, and, et cetera, we don't get a lot of time in our curriculum to learn about valerian root and capsaicin and turmeric. And the reason why is, let me just, you know, stop for a second here and tell you guys why we doctors don't study it. We're accused of not knowing our vitamins and nutritional supplements because we're in bed with a pharmaceutical company and we only make money if we prescribe pharmaceuticals, okay? We don't make money prescribing pharmaceuticals unless we own a pharmacy, and in some places, Stark laws don't allow it. I make absolutely not one dime giving you guys a Viagra or an Augmentin or a Z-Pack. I make money on an exam, on taking your history, on documenting, on facilitating your getting a prescription, on following up, on making sure your lab results get back. I mean, that's what I'm getting paid for. But when I write you a prescription, I don't see any money from that. So whether I tell you to go take a Tylenol or go take, you know, fish oil, it's no bearing on my pocket. So get that out of your heads, all right? I know everybody thinks drug companies will wine and dine us and, you know, take us on trips to Hawaii if we write, you know, their Viagra. I wrote Viagra. I didn't need a pen. I didn't need a dinner. I thought Viagra was one of the coolest medicines out there, and I wrote it, period. Same thing with Crestor. I love Crestor. I think Crestor for cholesterol is fantastic. If I think you need it, I'm going to write it. That's just what I do. So now here we are in medical school, and we have a curriculum. In my medical school, we had 2 years of classwork and then 2 years of out there in the clinics. For 2 years for you to learn every single thing you need to know about anatomy and physiology and biochemistry and pathology and histology, you barely get it in, and you still don't learn everything there is to know. So if I wanted to learn about supplements, I would need, if I was making a medical school curriculum, I would probably have to take out a whole 3 weeks at least to handle the pharmacology of it, to handle the clinical applications, and I'm not really allowed to do that if we don't have a lot of science. We have a lot of anecdotal, but we don't have a lot of definitive science. And so in medical school, you're not allowed to train somebody into, oh, this works, this works, this works, if you really don't have the science to prove it. Now, eventually, marijuana is going to be added into school curriculums. If so many people are smoking marijuana, there are going to be the pros and cons of it. But we need more data. And until we have that data, we're not going to see those courses. So it's tricky, and there's just not enough time. And now they're talking about making medical school less long, so more people want to go to medical school, make medical school shorter. I don't see how. I mean, trust me, you know, medical students are like, oh, yeah, please, let's make it shorter. But if, you know, looking back at my medical school training, oh, my God, I could have easily had another 5 years. I would have loved to take more urology, more ENT, more cardiology. I would have loved to do a whole year in cardiology, a whole year in dermatology. You just don't have that time. So I go to neuropathyhelp.co, and they have here 10 all-natural vitamins and herbal supplements that fight nerve pain. Now, one, they bring up, and again, as a disclaimer, don't mix this with any of your medicines. If any of you guys are on Coumadin or you're on a medication that this could unfortunately interfere with, don't do anything without asking your doctor. But they bring up here oat straw extract to soothe itch. You know how we use oatmeal baths? Well, I guess oat straw extract comes from green oats. They say it supports mental health and clarity. And modern herbalists recommend it for relaxation, to soothe and relax skin irritations like redness, pins, and needles. I don't know where you get oat straw extract from. So I would just say throw it on your, throw it on your rash. I don't know. They even said that oat straw enhances sexual performance. The substance is arguably the origin of the phrase, sow your wild oats. Wow. So when you tell somebody to go sow your wild oats and they go, okay, I'm going to go sleep around, that's because oat straw enhances sexual performance. Now, is oat straw in oatmeal? Do you guys, I think I just figured something out. I hate oatmeal. I can't eat oatmeal. Yet you have a huge population that eats oatmeal every day and they swear by it. Why? Is it because of sexual performance? Huh. I better have a bowl every meal. Okay. Benfotiamine. The B complex vitamins are pretty vital. B1 or thiamine is water soluble. And I guess that's thiamine. Benfotiamine. That can't be another term for thiamine. Just call it thiamine. Anyway, they say there's dozens of studies looking at the effects of benfotiamine. So, okay, B vitamins. Let's just do that. Methyl B12. They say that's vital for healthy nerves or blood cells. Again, B complex vitamins. Vitamin B12 has a lot of, some B12 has B complex vitamins in them. So are you going to just B12 or are you getting a B complex? You have to look at that. But they say the methyl B12 or the methyl cobalamin is one of the vitamins that is vital. See, I'm just reading this. I really, B vitamins, we talked about helping nerve health. So if you think taking your B vitamins will help with nerve pain, do it. It makes sense. Vitamin D. Vitamin D could also help the nervous system, they say. Also, we found vitamin D, low vitamin D could be linked to cancer, diabetes, schizophrenia, multiple sclerosis. So keeping your vitamin D up, you could get it from sun, you get it from eggs, cheese, fortified foods, shiitake mushrooms, and salmon. Feverfew extract. That has anti-inflammatory properties, the feverfew. The few that have the fever. Passion flower extract. That seems to help with relaxation. Not exactly sure how it works, but it does. They think it lowers the activity level of hyperactive brain cells. Okay, I don't want anything to mess with my brain cell activity, but passion flower, I've heard about that. American skullcap. Now, this I've heard of. American skullcap, used a lot by modern herbalists and botanists, and that apparently increases blood supply to the brain, also tranquilizing a little bit. So that might be work. That might work. R-alpha lipoic acid, or ALA. Some of you guys can get this. I've seen these in bottles. And ALA, you could also find that in green leafy vegetables, broccoli, spinach, organ meats, like animal liver and kidney, I'll pass, and yeast. But some people use this R-alpha lipoic acid for diabetic neuropathy. Magnesium is huge. Keep your magnesium up. Magnesium helps with pain. It's naturally present, but sometimes we're deficient, and you could take that as a supplement. And then here we go. All right, somebody was sponsoring this, somebody called Nerve Renew. It has B1, B12, and R-alpha lipoic acid. Huh. All right, well, there's a commercial. Capsaicin works nice for pain. Turmeric, ginger, valerian root, cat's claw, boswellia, white willow bark, and essential oils. All right, we learned something today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is a mom who lives in California, and she posted her five-month-old son a picture of him online showing that he contracted the measles. And the baby's suffering from head to toe, not feeling good at all. And she said that her son, Walter, developed a high fever before the rash appeared, and she and her husband rushed him to the urgent care where they ran blood work on him. After almost a week, they received confirmation that he tested positive for measles. Luckily, he had minimal contact with the outside world and is almost through it. We are working with the Butte County Public Health with reporting it to make sure we are completely transparent with possible exposures. Our boy is doing well, and his rash and fever have subsided. Bloom said earlier in the post that Walter had been kept out of daycare due to three visits to the emergency room and a week-long hospital stay after being diagnosed with RSV and a compromised immune system. Now, measles is highly contagious and can be serious for young children, so hopefully that answers your question, why a baby got measles. It's kind of odd for babies to get measles. We don't really vaccinate them until they're one. But he was only 5 months old, so he couldn't have had his vaccine. He was too young for his vaccine, and he had spent time in a hospital. He also looks like has a weakened immune system. So we have children out there that have a weakened immune system, and mom is mad. And they say she's mad at anti-vaxxers. There's a lot of people mad at anti-vaxxers. As much as I am pro-vaccine, I do have to stick up a little bit, right? Not so much for the anti-vaxxers, but for the fact that there might be another reason in addition, okay, to the lack of robust vaccination in certain communities, why this is happening. Now, California has some cases of measles. I don't think it's over 100, which kind of makes me wonder, you know, who the child was exposed to. Was the child exposed to the, because there's like, what, 600-700 cases right now throughout the whole entire United States. And mind you, there's almost 300 million people in the United States. So we're talking about 600-700 cases. So the odds of this kid getting exposed to somebody, alright, is rare. But they are dealing with, I believe, in the UC system, two students who might have had measles. And so they had to quarantine hundreds. As a result, so Southern California is not completely clear of measles. But again, kind of makes you wonder, you know, why it's persisting. People say, well, because there was an Orthodox Jewish guy from Israel that came to New York and he wasn't vaccinated and he brought the measles from Israel. Yeah, that could happen. And a lot of people go to New York and then they go to L.A., so epidemiologists are working on this, but I just want everybody prepared for the fact that we might be dealing with a more vicious measles. I mean, thank God a week or two ago, somebody came up with, you know, the concept of, you know what, if you were vaccinated, it might not be enough. Maybe you need another shot. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Because my hunch is some of these people coming down with measles are vaccinated. But this child, in this case of this child getting measles, is exactly what we doctors and parents want to avoid. There's some kids out there that are susceptible, and now they're at risk because we have a disease spreading that should have been eradicated. So, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that children get two doses of MMR vaccine, but the first dose is typically given between 12 and 15 months of age, second one between 4 and 6. And so if you look at him, he's got this real blotchy red rash. He doesn't look that happy. It's all over his face. It's all over his trunk, his underarms, his neck, back of the head. He's got big blue eyes. He's got his little diaper on. Dang, he needs tickle tummy. But it's not fun. You know, we were talking about Marsha from the Brady Bunch and how there was an episode where, and remember, this episode was in the 70s. Where she was saying, look, you know, if you're going to get a disease, you might as well get the measles. And they made it look fun. They made it look less scary. And I remember when I was watching that episode, and not new, but as a rerun in the 80s, you know, I'm like, okay, well, they're trying not to scare the kids. They're trying to not, they don't want kids to be so scared of measles. you know, and even though I never got it because I was vaccinated. And so, you know, they're ripping on the Brady Bunch, but you got to remember, that was made 40-some years ago, that episode. Okay, back then, they didn't want panic when it came to these diseases. Now, Blum said this would have been 100% preventable if people could just trust doctors and science and vaccinate their children rather than going off on their own opinions and doing their research through Facebook. Because of them, my little boy had to get measles and suffer, she says. Luckily, there were no major complications and he is doing okay, but it could have easily been a different turnout. He is only 5 months old and didn't even have a chance to get vaccinated. And I know, she's ticked. You know what? She's a mama. She's mad. I don't know if a lot of anti-vaxxers out there like being accused of going to Facebook for their knowledge, right? A lot of anti-vaxxers out there have other sources of, you know, their intelligence or other sources of their recon. But that's the mantra. That's that's what's being said. That's what's being, you know, purported out there, that anti-vaxxers are, you know, reading up on Facebook. And some are. Some will find something on Facebook and get scared. It's very interesting how the media looks at that. You know, there'll be a kid, and there's a picture of a kid where one eye is red and one eye is white. And then parents will be like, you know, huh, you know, your kid, there's something wrong with his eye. And then mom brings the kid in, and it turns out that the kid has a tumor. Right? Medulloblastoma or something. And so, or retinoblastoma. And so, those articles will say, wow, look at what Facebook and social media does. Look at that. I mean, there are studies that are looking at Google and Facebook and social media on where the flu spreads, because people will post about their symptoms of getting the flu, or they will do Google searches or whatever. And so then social media is fine. But when it comes to the anti-vaccine, or when it comes to the vaccine campaign, then social media is bad. And again, I'm on the side of vaccines. I don't want people reading somebody go, oh, you know, vaccines will kill you, blah, 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 you know, and listen to that. But, you know, not all anti-vaxxers are gullible, right? Many of them are coming up with their thought process for a reason. You know, like Orthodox Jews. Are you trying to tell me that Orthodox Jews are deciding not to vaccinate because they're reading a tweet? That's not why some may be, you know, coming up with that decision. It may be because of, you know, religious reasons, or, you know, they're concerned about, you know, where the roots of the vaccines came from, or, you know, maybe they trust God and natural immunity and don't want their kids to get, you know, a natural immune system. So, you know, accusing people of, you know, getting false information on Facebook. Yes, we do need to stop false information on Facebook, but you also don't want to insult the people you're trying to sit down and have a conversation with. So we do need to protect the little ones out there that can't be vaccinated. We do need to avoid having diseases spread. But before we start to blame certain groups of people, we need to get the answer of, you know, are vaccinated people getting this measles? Are they also spreading it? And why? Why didn't their vaccine work? And if some of them actually had the two vaccines, you got to be honest. We're going to need some transparency. 1-877-DOT-LE.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.